It's pashut, not worth it to have the Shekhinah down here and take the Shekhinah upstairs, which is actually a good thing for us. If we're not acting properly, then the more Shekhinah's around, then the more Hashem gets upset. But so it's a bad thing, really, and a good thing, because we definitely want as much Shekhinah as possible. But like Hashem tells Moshe after the eagle, Hashem says, I'm not coming with you. I'm going to send a shliach, because if I have to deal with you, then if you upset me anymore, boy, am I going to knock you out in the first round with the uppercut TKO. So Hashem says, I'm not going to come with you. So Tavar Melech says, if we are speaking Lashon Hara, take the Shekhinah away. So a person that speaks Lashon Hara is taking away the Shekhinah. V'chein Isa b'medjesh Rabba, Parshas Kiseise, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'olam hazeh, in this world, al yedei shahaya Lashon Hara b'neichem, since you guys are speaking Lashon Hara, salakti Shekhinah mibineichem, I took away my Shekhinah. This is also an Erechin, like I told you. A lot of the sugyas of Lashon Hara are in the middle of Erechin over there. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Mar Ukva, Kula Masapra Lashon Hara, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'Hu Yecholon Lador Ba'olam. We can't be in the same world. Shenemar V'Chulei. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying something interesting. And that Gemara over there, Hashem says, me and him can't be in the same world. Can really understand that Gemara in two ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, me and him, the person that speaks Lashon Hara, can't be in the same world. So you could understand that that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu therefore is saying, you know, it's you or me, buddy. And then takes out the guy who's speaking Lashon Hara. But the Chofetz Chaim is saying, shout over here, that the Hashem saying, you and I can't be in the same world, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to leave the world. But you could understand that Gemara, that Hashem says, you know, this town ain't big enough for the both of us, one of those, you know, Western movies, and then you don't want to get into a shootout with Hashem because he's probably much faster on the gun pull than most people in the world, unless you're like a real hick from the Westerns, then maybe you could beat Hashem in the shootout. But I'm just joking, by the way.
I'm quoting you on that.
You cannot even, I don't know, Billy O'Ryan can't beat Hashem in a shootout. I figure Billy O'Ryan would be a hick name, and he'd probably have a beard that looks like Ellie's. Ellie, show us the hick beard. Billy O'Ryan, Yehuda's mask him. There we go. There it is. There it is. Check out that beer. Okay. So, don't speak Lashon Hara. Continues the Chofetz Chaim. V'lo chorvo Yerushalayim b'migdash sheni. We all know the sacred base of Migdash was only destroyed. Ela ba'avon mesaperei Lashon Hara shayah b'neihem. And the reason why the Chofetz Chaim is bringing it over here is because the whole point of the base of Migdash is that... is, oh, here comes Labes. He came a little bit earlier today. Good job, Labes. You tuned in before the end of Shir. All right, Labes. And the base of Migdash, the whole point of the base of Migdash is to have a house of Hashem where his Shekhinah can be. So therefore, through Lashon Hara, and we destroyed the base of Migdash, Memela, that is basically taking away the Shekhinah. That we had Sinas Chinam, and mainly, like the Chofetz Chaim says in many places, that Sinas Chinam, portrayed is not the right word, portrayed itself in Lashon Hara, but I'm trying to find the word that it showed itself, it played itself out, Sinas Chinam. There's probably a word over here.
In Sinaskina. I mean, it's like
Sinaskina manifested itself in Lashon
Hara. Oh, yes!
Oh, what a word.
What a word. Manifested. I want to tell everyone something. I am still excited. And I'm upset I can't remember who told it to me, but I was trying to explain what the Yiddish word bavarn means in Shir one time. Like, Rashi is bavarning a question. Like, Rashi doesn't many times, everyone knows, Rashi doesn't speak out the question and answer it. But if you chop Rashi, what you understand what Rashi, he's bevorning a question. So now,
Rebbe said,
what?
Yoni Greenberg told the Rebbe that this is
Yoni Greenberg alluding. Rashi, a bevorning, the English translation is alluding to a question. That is nailing that translation on a head. So either way, okay, we're back. We're back over here. So now your brother knows what centers is all about, right? You could tune in probably to less late Sunday Shirim throughout the rest of the day. But here we go. But so this Siddes Chinuman manifested itself in Lashon Hara. Okay. A person that Chas V'Shalom uses Lashon Hara Sichsuch to cause a fighting and unrest between people who are really friends, and he uses Lashon Hara to take two wonderful brothers and try to split them apart, Chas V'Shalom, who mitoyav over zilifnei Hashem. He is an abomination. Like we said, not many people are called abominations in the eyes of Hashem. And someone that speaks Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim said earlier, is an abomination. And here the Chofetz Chaim is saying specifically, someone that uses this to make machlekes is an abomination. The kasha oven azeh, this avera is worse, ma'oven gaiva, v'shecher, v'shecher u'shvichas tamim. This is really bad. Kamosha kasa v'mishle, sheish heina sanei Hashem. There are six things that Hashem hates. V'sheva toyevas nafsho, and the seventh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu poshit, abominates, despises his nefesh. Enos ramois, a person who's haughty, lashon sheker, v'yadayim shofach hisdam. These are all the six things. And then it says, umashaleich medonim ben achim, someone that causes fighting between brothers, v'amru chazal, tezuhi ashvias, hakasha shebekulon, someone that causes machlekes in Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu might hate six people, but this person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really can't stand. So you should stay away from causing machlekes, which is usually done through Lashon Hara. Okay. So Lashon Hara is fire, Rabbi Isai. Do not play. Eish, 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 cham, cham, cham. Eish davar misukan. That's the Rabbi Alter Israeli version, but probably in the English version it's fire, 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 hot, hot, hot. Do we touch fire? No, we do not. I think that's the English version of Rabbi Alter. You can probably Google it or YouTube it. It's probably the best option I could give you of things that you should Google and YouTube right now while you're in quarantine. Rebbe Alter concert, okay? V'yoyzer mizeh, matzinu ba'medrash. Even more than this, it's brought down in the medrash. She'ein ha'kodesh baruch hu roitze lehishtatif klal im ba'al lashon hara lahatzil oysoi mitzarasav. Kodesh baruch hu does not want to save someone who's a Baal Lashon Hara from his tzaras. Yes. The ain shum eitzel la'adam rak sheyintzor l'shein yameira. The only advice I can give to a person is shut your mouth. V'gam Yat min tomidus atzmo milishi bechaburos anoshim hamedabrin divrei ganai mechavrayim, and stay away from that group of people who you know they like to hack and so on and so forth, and they like to talk about people. It's not going to go anywhere good. V'zeh loshen amidrash v'sifri zuta amar kodesh baruch hu mikul tzoros habos aleichem ani yochel hatzil etzchem. Any tzoros that come on you, Don't worry, I got it. I can save you. Avol b'loshen hara hatmin atzmacha. But from loshen hara, hide yourself, put yourself away. Ve'en ata nifsad, and you're not going to lose out if you do that. I can save you from anything, but do me a favor. Don't deal with loshen hara. That's bad times. Mashal the ashir, a mashal to a rich person. Shoya oyev ben kfari. For some reason, he really liked this simple kid. Right, this usher just like to help out the simple Bispen Kfari. Holich Lashol Bishloimai. And he went to go say, you know, see what's going on with this kid. Vayasham Kelev Shaita. Vayanoyeshabrius. And then there was this wild dog that was biting people. Amar Oisai Usher Loyavai. This usher said to this, you know, this kid that he liked, Bini, my son. If you owe someone money, I got you. I'll pay for it. You don't have to hide from him. You don't have to. Don't worry about it. But if you come across something like this, this dangerous dog with rabies, from this you need to hide. If this is something that you're up against, there ain't nothing I can do for you. Kach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesheish Tzoros Yatzilecha, U'Beshoit Loshen Techovei, Arkan L'Shainai. From Sheish Tzoros, I can save you, but from Beshoit Loshen, if you're dealing with this wild, dangerous dog of Loshen Hara, Techovei, do me a favor, just stay away. Because if that is what you come up against and you get bitten by that dog, man, ain't nobody got no time for that. And I'm not going to be able to, well, not that I'm not going to be able, Kivayachol, HaKadosh was not going to be able to, but he's not going to want to. Ure'ei eshamtokos divrei chazal. Look at the sweet words of chazal. Shem tiku es divrei hamakulkul b'chetzeh, that Chazal refer to a person who is destroying himself with this sin, kamo hamanushuch mekelev shaita, as if it's a person that got bitten by this wild dog. Ki be'emesh shneim shavim, because really they're very, very similar. Kamo she'amru b'yuma shemnisha naschoi kelev shaita ein lo refua, a person that got bit by a wild dog. Meaning it's very, very meductic why we chose wild dog, because there's another Gemara in Yuma that says someone that gets bit by a wild dog, he's in BT, big trouble. For Aloshin Oregankein Amru, Shaham Murgul, Ba'avam Zechashram, Ein Lo Takana. That someone that talks Ashanara also has no way to fix him. Kamosha Amru, Siper. The person who speaks Lashon Hara in Erech and the Gemara says, Ein lo takana. And the truth is, over here on the bottom of the Shmiras HaLashon, he has, I'm not going to go into it now, it's a little bit complicated, but he has a long Arichus. He has an Arichus over here of more and more what is licked, what is Nichlal in this comparison between the Baal Lashon Hara and the wild, crazy rabies dog. If you're interested, it is a long little guy on the bottom of Shmiras HaLashon, and take a look over there.
Is that okay. The one, the wild dog thing? Is that the one with like the really weird like way to heal it or something? So like,
no? If it has a really weird way to heal it?
Like something like you have to like eat the thing that bit you or something? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
You eat the liver, like the, you take out the liver.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, what's up? What is that?
I don't know.
Like what?
In Yavamas and stuff, and like here's how you heal things, you know? Take a chicken, boil it in water, and you know, turn it upside down, sleep under it, and then eat it and drink it, and then no more. I'm not making fun. I don't mean to make. That came out so apikarsis. That was crazy. I didn't mean to be an apikarsis at all. Even though, even though we shouldn't, I think that's brought down that we don't do those things. That even though I knew a Rav, I forgot which Gemara this is. It could be it's in Yavam. I don't remember what, at Kitten or Yavamas, but there is a very interesting thing. I forgot what it was a refuah for, but it was like, if you're a Kohen, but your name, if you're a Kohen, but your name is Levi, then they're like, it's some sort of like, you have like, if you're choking, if you're like choking or something, like write your name and burn it and put it on the guy's back and like the thing will come out or something. And I knew, and there was like this Rav where I once lived in Neve Yaakov, and like he did it a few times and it worked. And then he found out that like he saw that you shouldn't be doing this thing. So he stopped, but he was like, yeah, it worked. I'm like, oh, that's really, really cool. Yeah, Ayin Shum, whatever. Fine, let's finish off over here. We're gonna finish off the fourth parak over here. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Umali laharich oid begedulos oven amarazeh. Why should I even bother talking anymore about this bitter, terrible avera? Akhresha amrolav, after Chazal already said, it's like taking the whole Torah and saying, I'm going to be over all of this. It's like you're kofer in Hashem, even more of an apikoros of what I just was. Chas v'shalom. Shazet loshen amidrash rabba. This is loshen amidrash rabba. Amar b'shua ben Levi. Chomesh toiras ksuvus peparsha. Zoyis toira nega saras. In the parsha of Saras, it says Torah. So it's the Torah Samasoros. So it's Torah Shepoy Nega Saras. So it's Torah Saras Lamdecha Shakol Oimer Loshen Hora Oiver Al Heisifrei Torah. He's mamish, just destroying all the Torah. But Amru Chazal BeErichin Am Rebbe Yochanan Mishum Rebbe Yosi Ben Zimra Kol Masaper Loshen Hora Kiilu Koyfer BeIkar Shneamar Asher Amru Lil Shaynenu Nagbir. Sifaseinu itanu mi adoin lanu. When a person uses lashonos, he just says, it's like he's saying mi adoin lanu. He has a din of saying, there's no God. V'hatam, what's the long this? What's the pshat? Kamo shakasu b'sifrei yireim. Like it says in the Musar Svarim, ki yaduahu shemisha roitze ladabra lashon hara mistakel b'chol stadav. Ulai oimed shoma ishahu, just to make sure that person's not listening. For oise ayin shomaila kilu ein roya chas v'shalom. So he looks to the sides, but he doesn't look up at the ayin roya. And therefore, kosher amru chazal baganav, very similar. We know that a ganav is worse than a gazlin, because at least the gazlin who walks up to you in the street says, give me your money. So he's not scared of people the same way. He's not more scared of people than he's scared of Hashem, but the ganev is a real piece of garbage sneaking into your house. So because he's scared of people, he's not scared of Hashem. Tanchuma Isa Kasha Lashon Hara She'en Adam Motziu Mepiv Achu Koifer Be'ikar. He's a koifer. Al Kain, therefore, Mi Shiyesh Loi Moyach Bidkad Kodoi, anyone that has a brain in his skull, Yira Tomid, he should see that he should constantly lizaris as atzmoi to mizaris himself, the lilchoim milchemes Hashem im Yitzroy, and to fight the milchemes Hashem with his yitzahara shalo yilake ba'oven amara gadol hazeh, to not fall into the trap of this terrible avera. Vaz ashrei chelkoi ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. The person constantly needs to be mizaris himself, which is why we have Rabbi Glanz every day, 6 o'clock Israeli time, 11 o'clock American and Toronto time, and some sort of time in Switzerland. I don't know what time. 5 o'clock in Switzerland, right? 5 o'clock in Switzerland. And so we could all have a wonderful day, not speaking Lashon Hara, not going to Gehenim, not being a Koifer, and not being like bitten by a wild rabies dog.